Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If I can get out that out of my mouth, I would be happy. Anyway, we're live every week, coming at you live from LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 Studios in Sherman Oaks, California. This is produced by Get Real Global Entertainment and Black Chateau Enterprises and some other stuff. Anyway, we're here, like I said, broadcasting live from our studios. We're also on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, and Google Play and Amazon Alexa devices. We love it. All right, we are here this week. This is your hostess with Moses, Jennifer DeVoe, and my awesome co-host, business partner, and, well, a.k.a. the husband, James Muse. What up, James? JJ.
Happy birthday.
Everyone, thank you. That was like a week ago, but hey, thank you. Anyway, I think somebody's trying to call in already, and I haven't even announced the guest. Lord,
jeez.
We are here with Rob Chevelle of Lit Soul.
Yay,
Lit Soul. What's up, Rob? How's it going?
Hey, hello. Thanks for having me here. What a great view.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. It's a beautiful view.
Love it. Sherman Oaks, mountains. California.
We thank you, Rob, for coming in today. Allison Cohen from MBM Music, Metal Babe Mayhem herself, rock journalist extraordinaire. Allison Cohen was the one who she's like marketing the hell out of you. She says, "I believe in these guys. I believe in Rob." And I said, "Well, that's good. We like that you believe in him and believe in the band."
Well, all right. I appreciate her, and I appreciate you for having me here.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see who the hell this is. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Hello? Hello? This is Zach and Cobain from Talent Night.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How's it going? What? I'm sure you had an agenda as to why you called in. What's up?
What's happening?
Yeah, you're supposed to call. I want to call and talk about the supposed to promote the celebrity basketball events. The Athletic Communications.
Oh yes,
coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, DeAndre Adams said that you'd be calling in, or he'd be calling in to talk about this. So, what's going on with that? Briefly, what's going on with the whole event? Where's it going to be? What's the night? What's the date? The time? All that stuff.
Okay.
What's the date and the time on everything? Can you announce that? Hello?
Yeah, so it's going to be Tuesday the 13th, and it's going to be at the Galen Center at USC. And the charity events for the kids, for the youth, and donations, then there's tickets available on the website. But basically, it's going to be a fun time with celebrities, basketball, do a competitive game, broadcasting with like China, so it's going to reach a lot of people.
Ooh.
And it'd be, it's all for charity, and it'd be performances by a couple artists, Zupanova, the DC, Lost Talent Night will be performing a song, during halftime, stuff like that. So it's really exciting.
Okay, cool. So it's to raise money for the kids.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's really the main purpose.
Awesome, good. For youth sports or for any particular cause or
so it's both for growth of youth in the community, getting them involved with things going on, especially through basketball and sports, but also their education as well. So a way to support them and just growing up and being able to understand and have a future.
All right, cool. So it's next Tuesday night, the 13th of February. At the Galen Center. What time does the whole event start?
It starts at 5 p.m.
Okay, awesome. So go online. What's the website that they need to go to get the tickets and whatnot to get information?
Right now with the website, they can go to galentix.com. GALENTIX.com.
Okay, cool.
And they'll be listed there. If you follow Talent Night, follow us on Instagram on It's Talent Night.
Okay.
We also have the link in our bio with posts involved with that as well. You'll probably be able to see those posts as well through Anthem Communications and the Steve Francis Foundation is also involved with putting it on too.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information.
Thank you.
And everybody go to GalenTix.com and get your tickets for this event. Like I said, it's a charity. It's like a celebrity basketball event that's going on at the Galen Center at USC in downtown L.A. This Tuesday, the 13th, starting at 5 p.m. So get your tickets, get on down there, and help raise money for kids.
All right. Very good call.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, that's cool. We like we like stuff for kids.
Exactly.
But now we want to talk to Rob Chevelle.
Yes.
All kids.
Of Lit Soul. Yes, I think somewhere deep down inside, we might all be kids.
Can you hear me on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's because you're sitting back further than I am. You know, back here. I'm sorry. Just kidding. Anyway.
Hello.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about Lit Soul and, when you guys formed and what your genre of music is and, a little bit more about you guys and some of the members of the band and yourself.
Okay, cool. I've been in a lot of bands before this. This is kind of like my band, put it together. I started recording stuff, believe it or not, like early, mid-2000s, but we started doing live gigs in 2009. I have 6 CDs out. I just gave you the recent last 2.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
And the most recent one is Your Crusade. And we just released it on January 19th,
awesome.
Last month. And we had a gig at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Was a CD release party.
Nice.
It was also my drummer's birthday there. And great show, great turnout.
Nice.
Our next gig is in Huntington Beach at Gallagher's Saturday, March 3rd.
Okay, cool.
And then one here in the Valley at Petey's.
Okay.
Close to Paladino's, March 9th, which is a Friday night.
Over by Reseda?
Yeah.
Okay,
that would be the closest one to here.
Okay, Petey's.
Yeah. And I'm the founder, songwriter, singer, guitar player. I have Ty Dennis on drums, a really amazing drummer. A little history on him is he played with the Doors of the 21st Century.
Ooh.
Like...
Very nice.
With Ray Manzarek,
right,
and Robbie Krieger from The Doors,
right,
original
right.
guys.
That's cool.
When they got back together in the early 2000s, they got Ian Astbury from The Cult
Ooh,
that came to play with them.
Yes.
And they toured for like 10 years.
That's great.
So he's got a great background. He's played with Alex Lifeson from Rush and all that. Mm. But he's been in the band since 2009. And so it's really great playing with him. Steve Sampson's on guitar. He used to play with Burncycle and Stonebreed.
Right.
And I have Daniel Thomas Aceda on bass and keyboards, and he's another band called Snoo right now as well. But we're a brotherhood, and we just made this album, and we're doing a bunch of gigs, and it's influences. I don't know. It's rock. I mean, all my stuff I grew up on, of course, Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin and the Stones. And
heck yeah.
Good
stuff.
On songwriting, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I enjoy bands like The Cult and Him and Helmet and, things like that.
Good stuff.
Melodic but heavy,
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good music.
Yeah.
So you've been working on this album for like how long? Or the newest one, I mean.
The one before that, Love of War, came out late 2014. So
okay.
So it was like 15, 16, 17, I don't know. So I guess 3 years or something went by. And then we got this album out, and we brought some keyboards into it, which wasn't necessarily in the foreground in the past one. kind of nice melodic keys that Dano does. So there's like a, you know, there's heavy songs like punk, there's heavy hard rock songs, there's a ballad in there, you know, so it's kind of like pretty much, it's not just like your straight basic, every song is the same, you know?
Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So you're like I would say it's just like a classic rock. I mean, it's hard to put bands and genres like specifics.
You take a Les Paul guitar and you crank it as loud as it'll go on a Mesa Boogie amp through a Marshall cabinet, and you put melodic lyrics to it that you know, thought provoking. Hopefully, some of it's political, some of it's, you know, wake up stuff.
I like that.
But I think it's I put a lot of thought into it, the lyrics and the melody and the music, and hopefully it grabs you. And but to answer your question, it's hard rock, but yet there's also some singer songwriter acoustic stuff as well.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that. I mean, if Allison Cohen believes in you, then, you know, we should too, definitely, because
she's awesome. She knows music. She's one of the few ladies I know that knows a lot of music, and that's really cool.
And I like working with her. I've been working with her for a couple, two, 3 years now, and she's...
she spoke highly of you, definitely.
Yeah, she's a cool chick, and I wholeheartedly endorse anybody that she would, because I know she has good taste in music, and she also... is a good business person, you know, especially where there's not enough women in that genre of music, like in rock, the rock industry in general. I mean, you don't have that many Sharon Osbournes, you know, that really know the business and know the music and what's going on and what sells and what, you know,
yeah,
what's marketable.
And not only is she got sometimes like a booker managerial thing, I mean, obviously she's a... I call the word lady. I mean, she's a great journalist. She's got a clothing line.
Yeah, you know, jewelry, clothing, everything.
She's got a whole team of people go out and record shows. And
I know, I play her commercial on our show every week.
Yeah.
Which we'll be playing in a little bit. I don't know. I was wondering if she had recorded a new one, because now she's like, I know it's still Metal Babe Mayhem, but I know now she's like MBM Music LLC and stuff. All right, somebody keeps calling in. Let's see. All right, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Are you calling in to ask a question of our guest, Rob Chevelle of Lit Soul?
Yes.
Ooh, nice. We like him. Who are we speaking with?
This is Kim from Omaha.
Kim from Omaha.
Kimberly Martinez?
Yep.
Yeah, hey. Hi.
Good one, Rob. You like a good one. You remembered that. Nice.
She's
excuse me?
Nice.
Hi, Kim.
You're speaking to Kim from Omaha.
Yes.
Nebraska.
Yeah, I have a messed up larynx. I threw out my vocal cords.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. That's not good.
So I sound like Stevie Nicks. No.
That's not a bad thing.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, Kim. Doing really good. Thanks for calling in. Kim's got a signed pictures of the band. I believe they have all the albums, right? All six?
Nice.
Yes, I do. With your Hancock.
Yeah.
Six. Nice.
So how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, good.
So, my question. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, there's a delay.
Go with the question.
Okay, my question is, can you explain brain fart. Okay, the question is the new video. How it has the thing about the disclaimer or whatever about women being the way women are being treated.
Oh, okay. She's talking about a video we just put out called You Bless My Eyes, Either Cruelty.
Okay.
And I got my face painted red through here.
Wow.
And you know, I guess the music talks for itself, but the,
at the beginning of the video.
Yeah, the content of the video is Matt Zane helped produce it.
I love Matt Zane.
Yeah, Matt Zane.
Society One.
Exactly.
They have been on our show before.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. We love Society One.
So he's a great video guy, too.
Yes.
He does video.
Yes, I know. Yeah. He was telling us about how he was working with you.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So I thought that was cool.
So, I think
I wanted to know why the woman is like half naked and you're talking about abuse about women at the beginning.
Okay. So Matt came with the idea and we all agreed, and he wanted something, you know, kind of out there that would get people thinking. It's about a subject some people might not know about, but it's about honor killings. It's about acid attacks. It's about you know, women particularly violated in other countries. And, you know, if you don't marry into a certain family, you know, you can literally be killed if you're dishonorable to the family, you know. Mm. And this happens to thousands and thousands of women a year, but you never hear it on the mainstream media.
Right.
But yet they talk about a lot of other stuff, you know. So we decided to put the video out like that. So to answer your question, I think, you know, the very beginning has that disclaimer. I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's basically on the hands of what I just kind of said. This stuff happens all the time, right?
Right,
so then
we
go into the video.
Yeah.
But in the video, we got this scantily dressed lady who's wearing a burqa.
Okay.
Okay. So some people might go, oh, my God, it's so offensive. But on the other hand, it's like the burqa covers the whole body with everything they wear in other countries, right?
Yeah.
They can't present themselves at all. They can't even show their face in public, right? So Matt thought it was a great idea, and we agreed to have a lady in a burqa just with on her face. And the rest of her body, you know, she's got, you know, some scanty clothing on, right?
Yeah.
So we just thought it'd be, it's artistic. It's a statement of art. It's, you know, it is what you see. But it's kind of a yin and yang. You know, you're right, Kimberly. It's kind of like, well, does it make sense? Does it not make sense? But, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. But, you know, we got a disclaimer on the very beginning and actually the very end as well. So we had a lot of great response to it. You know, I haven't heard anybody. We thought it would just be like, oh, my God. Matt was like, it might be a good thing that we can put something out there that would be really controversial, you know?
Yeah, thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking, you know, which it is. But seriously, I haven't had any bad feedback on it at all. So that was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just...
Interesting.
That was my question. And it's nice to talk to you.
You too, Kim. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Kim, for calling in to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
All right. Thank you, Nebraska. All right.
Thank you, Nebraska.
Good question, by the way.
That was a good
question. Yeah, really.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Chat with you later.
Okay. Bye. That was awesome. That was,
all right.
That was good. You know, that you had somebody call in about something, you know, that kind of struck them, like a chord with them, kind of like, oh, wow, like, whoa, like this really made me kind of think for a minute. Like,
mission accomplished. He won a thought-provoking.
Yeah, well, because you think about even, I mean, I know there's women in America still that go through hell. But, I mean, there's guys too. I mean, it's not just women, obviously. But, you know, but then we don't realize even with as much hell as maybe some of us have gone through, how much worse is it
in other countries? Yeah.
Like that they don't even have the rights that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know it took us till 1920 to get any rights at all, even just to vote, but it's something. You know, it's better than what we would have if we grew up in another country.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, in Saudi Arabia, the women aren't allowed to drive or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's changing, but yes, you're right. You're right. They're starting to talk about it. They're going to change it, but yeah.
India, little girls are getting scalped for their hair, literally. Kidnapped and scalped for their hair. It's horrible shit. I mean, it's horrible. The stuff that, and nobody does anything about it. So, I mean, I see why Matt and you guys would go with that angle, because it really makes you think. It makes you go, whoa, okay, holy crap, you know?
Things that make you go, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Okay, I want to play one of your songs. I have, what do I have here? I have an extended version of, what's that, Why Be Me?
Yeah, that one's a long one. The very first song, there's two cuts of...
There's an extended and an edited version.
That's the song we're talking about in the video.
Okay.
So the first song on the album is You Bless My Eyes with the Cruelty.
Okay, that's that one.
But and then the last one is a long version. So
we got another caller. Well, this is a... Yeah. Hi, this is a popular show today. This is Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Who are we talking with?
Tell Rob Chevelle it's Hippie Chick.
It's Hippie Chick.
The Hippie Chick. The only one and only Hippie Chick.
Hey. Hippie Chick.
Hey, baby, I'm listening. I just called you because I'm on my lunch break, and I just wanted you to know I'm listening.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you so much.
I don't have any questions. I just called to say I love you.
Have a
good show. I'm listening.
We like hippie chicks.
All right, hippie.
They are our friends. Because I'm a hippie
chick. Peace, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's a wonderful... I'm assuming that's your woman.
No.
Just a hippie
She's
chick?
She's a dear, dear woman, but yeah.
Just a hippie chick? Okay,
yeah,
hippie I don't know.
All right.
Well, cool. You never know. I mean, yeah.
Seems like she's really nice.
Sounds like a cool chick.
Very, very cool.
We like it. We like cool people.
I'd say her whole name, but I don't know if she wants me to, so I won't. But
another one.
That's what she said when she called in.
Another caller?
Hello, you're talking to Jay's Real Talk on
you're
the
popular.
Block. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Jill.
Jill?
Jill Cash? Jill,
Hi, Rob. It's Madam Rock.
Oh, nice.
Madam Rock. Hello.
Madam Rock. We like that.
Madam Rock.
I like that nickname.
We got some
Hi.
Cool.
My question is after these two shows, do you have any plans?
After these two shows, do we have any what?
Any more shows?
Yeah, we have one July 28th at Malone's, and we're going to keep booking. We want to make this the year of the gig. So... enough recording for now, and now it's gig.
Cool. That's nice to know.
Yeah, litsoul.com. There's a page there for shows, and we have all our announced shows there, and we'll keep adding.
And I wanted to tell you I was listening, too.
Thank you so much, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's awesome. Okay, so, I mean, I'm sure there's other people waiting. I was at your first show of the year. It was awesome.
Yeah, you took some good video too. We love your phone. Her phone is so clear.
What kind of phone do you got so I can buy one?
It's an S8 Plus.
A what? I don't know.
S8 Plus has
Samsung.
The best.
S8 Plus. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Yeah, because I have an iPhone 7 too, and it doesn't even do half. It shadows out. It gets dark.
Well, we're gonna have to get us one of those.
Yeah, it's very clear, and the sound actually, you know, cell phones
it's
like
clear.
Better, but it comes through very clear.
The last video you see with Rob, I did.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that was a Samsung.
So, but you know what? You have a lot of stuff going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, working hard,
which is good.
That's good, huh?
You want to stay relevant in the industry.
Yes.
Well, for Rob, I'm happy to see that everything went well and that I will be at Petey's. As you know what I'm doing, and I'll be there for you. I won't be at the other one, but I'll be at that one, okay?
Okay, not Huntington Beach, March 3rd, but Petey's March 9th. Awesome. That's great.
March 3rd and March 9th.
Yeah,
the PD,
3rd is
right?
In Huntington Beach, and the PD's here in the Valley is March 9th, a Friday night.
PD's Place.
Yeah,
cool.
PD's Place. Yeah. Great.
That's awesome. Well, and after that, you're just going to keep posting, right?
Yeah, more shows, definitely.
And then after those two shows, more.
Yes.
Cool. Look forward to it. Okay. You guys have a great time. And I know you're going to go play a song, so enjoy. It's lovely being on your show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, that was awesome. I mean, like, you're a popular guy, Rob.
Yeah.
People seem to
got
like
cool. Your friends got cool nicknames.
People seem to like you, Rob.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I guess
there's a hippie chicken who?
Okay, so.
It's Jill Barber, Jill Cash. She goes by Madam Rock as well.
Nice. I like that name. Madam Rock. That's a damn good name. Okay, so we got, you said, so what was it? Why be me?
You
what was
that? Play that song? Yeah, that's the new video. It's
or
out.
If you want to wait on that one and play it a little, it's up to you. We have Outcast, Behold My Name, Night, and what's the outro? This is Heart to Heart.
That's more of like I'm commenting on the band and the song.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah.
I didn't know exactly all what which one, what was what, so I kind of just all sent it to my dude.
I say play the first track, you know?
You want to be the YB, the edited version?
Yeah, the one that's shorter.
Okay.
Not so long.
All right, so go ahead and announce the name of the song and your name of the album and your band and all, you know, just kind of intro this.
This is Rob Chevelle on LATalkRadio.com. And the band's called Lit Soul. The album's called Your Crusade. This is the first song on it called You Blessed My Eyes With Your Cruelty.
Ooh, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
My morning sun shines with me. She heals with stars and armor. Her cleaver winds, they cut me. Unkind words, they last for everyone.
I can see why you put an acronym now.
But I explain it in tracks.
Yes. Yeah. So you bless my eyes with your cruelty.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I got it. And that's all. And this is the new album, Your Crusade.
Correct.
I like it. See, look. I'm sorry. Picture of the band. See, we like people looking at our stuff.
We kind of got a theme going with the album. Yeah. This is one before that's got a statue too.
Ooh, look at this one. It's all fancy.
Is your new album out now?
Yeah, this is one. Came out January 19th. Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. The one that they did the release party.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
It's on Litzel.com. It's on iTunes. It's on just so many. I got like 20 things. I don't know. It's, what is it? Amazon.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, Amazon. We love Amazon. Yeah. And not just because we're on there. We're on Amazon.
But it's best for the band if you go to Litsoul.com.
Yes, right. Litsoul.com, because that's where it is.
You're guaranteed to find it.
Stuff. Yeah. Yes. And I'm sure MBM Music, was it? MBMLLC.com? Or MBM, I'm trying to remember what it is.
MBM Music.
MBM Music.
And I'm looking at my...
MBM Music LLC.
Promo. She's probably going to slap me around, but it's MBM Music. You can just Google that.
Yes.
Cool.
MBM Music. Mm-hmm. I know she's an LLC, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Allison? We are going to play another song. Which one do we want to play?
If you want something upbeat and kind of punky, it'd be Outkast. If you want something more heavier... very spiritual. Behold My Name. If you want something more mellow, more Lynyrd Skynyrdy, more some acoustic guitar, play Night. I say go for Behold My Name, unless you want to pick something.
Let's go with Behold My Name.
Okay.
And this is Behold My Name off of the Your Crusade album by Lit Soul. Here with Rob Chevelle today on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and a bunch of other stuff. It's Behold My Name.
See you.
these days, forever surrender your truth. Can I be alive, endless waiting for you? Wicked teeth will hold my name, become a honky flyaway. Can I see your smile, chill the sense on you, while your heart remains, ships on fire, Romans and slaves? Can I hold the sky, need you more than true? 666 more miles, 777 more truths, 888 more lies. Heaven, 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 boys.
That was awesome. Nice. I liked it. I liked it a lot. That was Behold My Name from Lit Soul on the Your Crusade album. That was nice. I liked that song.
Thank you.
It was very good. Let's play the next one. Let's do Outkast.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do Outkast, not to be confused with the band Outkast. Or whatever they are.
Little difference.
Group?
Little,
is it a group?
How do Outkast, I think, is a band. Isn't it? Outkast?
They play instruments. But oh, is that just that out? Oh, is that just that one song?
Probably that
My
one.
My baby won't. Remember we was playing the drums and the
guitar? Yeah.
Maybe that was just all for just for the video, because it was all him. Anyway, here's the song Outkast by Lit Soul, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, and a bunch of other things. Here you go.
I am an outcast of life.
The sound. I like that. Mm-hmm. Now you ended out like that. Yeah, it sounds old school. I like it.
It's kind of like, remind me of, golly, like 80s, mid 80s, I guess. To me, sounds like mid 80s.
But it's like, it's good because we need to bring that kind of sound back.
No, I like it.
We need to bring that sound back.
I like it.
Actual instruments, people playing music.
Yeah.
This guy says, you going play some songs? Yes. If you would go to the... go to LA Talk Radio. No, I'm just kidding. There, I put up the link on the damn page thing. I'm going to put it up again here. You know, you two can listen to this stuff if you would just, like, click on the damn link for the broadcast. But I mean, I thought that by putting the link in the actual thing, you know, that people would kind of get the idea to click on it.
Maybe and, not. Maybe you have to tell them.
Oh, I put in the live link so that you can just click on the link and it literally takes you to the live broadcast. So that way it makes it easier for people.
We made an event too on Facebook with a flyer with all.
Yes, I reposted everything so that way we'd have it all on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we're on top of that. So you got a show coming up. You said the next one's March 3rd.
March 3rd, Huntington Beach, at a club called Gallagher's. It's right on the pier.
I've heard of that.
It's right on the pier.
I get invited to that one a lot, but I have not been yet. What's that one like? What's that venue like?
I've never been there, but I hear it's really cool. It's called Gallagher's. It's an Irish pub.
Ooh, nice.
And we're playing with a band called 10 Mile Tongue, another band called Stereo Love, another band called...
Stereo Love! We love you guys!
Yeah,
that's one of our favorite family bands ever.
Judd, Jewel, and...
Yes, Judd and Lula, and... Yes.
It's a family band.
Yes.
The dad plays drums.
Yes.
And the daughters, one sings and plays guitar, and the other one plays bass and sings too.
Yeah.
Jewel and Lula. We love them. And their mom, the roadie.
Yeah, we know Stereo Love.
Yes, we've covered many
That's
of
like
their
the
shows.
First band that we actually covered.
Yes, it's
covered.
One
of our first bands. The first band?
They were the second. They were either the first or second show. They were our second broadcast ever, but they couldn't come into the studio, so we had to do a on-the-scene interview at one of their shows over on Santa Monica Boulevard when they play at that little after-hours. It's like somebody's garage or something, or somebody's shop.
I think Nick from Frank Foucault.
Yes, him.
He's in a band called Nightmare.
I think. And they play up in that little place at
3 in the morning.
Go on stage at like 3 in the morning. It's the craziest thing ever.
It's for you.
And
hardcore, hardcore.
It's a friggin'
folks.
Yeah, it's like well, she's got to be like 19 now, Jewel. I think Jewel must be about, if she is not, then she's 18, about to be 19.
And
Lula. And Lula, yeah. Lula's better than me, about 20.
Yeah.
So I'm just laughing because the guys are in a bar, and it was the best. You know, my best Stereo Love memory is playing Crazy Girls Titty Bar in in Hollywood, California.
They did that show?
Yes. Wow. Okay. It was awesome because you got these two girls that are, you know, like young and stuff, and they're with their dad at a titty bar. It was the best. I'm sorry, I love those guys.
Yeah. Well,
Judd is a cool dad.
To go through all that. That's good.
Judd is a good dad.
We'll do any show. That's
he's
great.
A cool dad.
Yeah. Oh, he's very cool.
He's a cool very dad. Cool.
Yeah, so we're playing with.
So you're playing there. Okay.
They're playing with us.
That's cool.
10 Mile Tongue and LA Story.
Okay, cool.
They're playing there. And that's March 3rd at Gallagher's Irish Pub on the pier in Huntington Beach, California, right on the water.
Ooh, okay.
And then after that is March 9th, Petey's in the Valley. It's on Reseda Boulevard, I think. It's right off the 101.
Okay.
And, that's a cool place. And Petey's the owner, and she recently kind of put a new sound system in. She did some remodeling there, so it's real cool. Better stage. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever thought about playing as a local venue? Skinny's in North Hollywood.
We've played Skinny's several times.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, sometimes they play, I think what is it, Mondays and Wednesdays or something. And
yeah.
And a lot of times it's a half hour set because you can like to put a lot of bands in there, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's cool. And we've done that. And it's a great place. And the people who run that and the sound guy oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name right now. But he has another band too. But the guy who runs that night, I'll think in a minute. But yeah, great people.
Scum Love,
exactly. Yeah.
Scum Love, yeah. What's up, buddy?
You got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we want to play like more like an hour of music or maybe more. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, because once we start doing our concerts events of our own, we always like bands to that we've had on our show. Mm-hmm. To play at those, so mm-hmm. and we're looking to give people that like 45 minutes to an hour or more each. Yeah. To play, so and we're on not like, unfortunately, the whiskey, which we love the whiskey, it's our favorite venue, but they like to just make a hodgepodge and just jam a bunch of bands all together that aren't the same genre.
Yeah.
So we kind of want to keep hard rock bands with hard rock bands and heavy metal with heavy metal and classic type, you know what I mean, just depends on what it is, like, you know, like country bands with country bands, because that, I don't know, I just, some of it's just like, what?
Yeah.
The hell were they thinking?
I think sometimes if it's like magical and the bands happen to match and maybe they're a little bit different, but like, wow, they're really good, happens.
Yeah.
Once in a while. But
sometimes.
Mostly it's kind of like, you know what, I came to see this and let's go get a beer or let's go outside and have a smoke.
But then that,
really
sucks.
See, you know?
But then that sucks, yeah, because that sucks. There's bands that are not getting discovered or not,
right,
getting seen because...
Right.
These people are like, oh, okay, well, this isn't the same kind of band as what I came to see, so now I'm not going to give these guys a chance. Well, you should still give them a chance because you don't know what you could discover.
Exactly.
And maybe they're a little bit different genre-ish. I mean, maybe they're still in rock genre, but they're different types of rock. Still, give them a chance because you never know what you're going to find.
Right.
You know,
right,
when you go to these venues. So, I mean, so we got what? Litsoul.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
LitSoul.
Okay, good. Litsoul.com. And what is your social media links again?
It's all on litsoul.com, but we got stuff on Reverb Nation. We got YouTube,
nice.
Facebook,
and everything's under Litsoul.
Everything's under, yeah,
like
Litsoul. You can Google Litsoul.
For some reason, I couldn't find you on Instagram. I don't know why.
Oh, you know why? Because I think when I started, I put under Rob Chevelle, and I put under the. You know, the parentheses after it, Litsoul.
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay. I found you on there and I just tagged you.
Okay.
So I figured that would be the easiest way to go.
Yeah.
So we've had a really fun time,
yeah,
on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today. And I hate going and I always hate it when the show ends because it's too much damn fun. I have a blast every damn week. We want to thank our guests last week for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Jenny's birthday show was last week.
Right.
And thank you to Dirty Machine and Killset for being here last week with us.
Yes.
We had a blast. Next week, we're having an author. And I know Desiree Duffy of Black Chateau Enterprise is going to kick my ass for not remembering the damn A.J. Billings, I think it is.
You might like her kicking your ass.
I might.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. Anyway,
maybe
let's not go there. It's creepy.
Me.
Stop talking like that. But next week we got an author on the show because it's going to be Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I have a husband and I'm looking like that. It's all sappy and corny.
We know your favorite holiday is Halloween.
Happiness,
yeah,
or heartache?
Yes. My favorite fucking holiday will always be Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes. You know me. I know how I am. But can't have it our way all the time. So it's going to be Valentine's Day.
It's the lover's holiday.
So, well, I feel bad for all of you poor saps that are going to be lonely next fucking Wednesday, the 14th.
So you know how it goes, right?
What?
So if you in a relationship and you a guy, you about to get in a fight with your girlfriend to break up with her on purpose, so you won't have to spend no money on her for Valentine's Day.
Well, you're spending money either way because I'm pitching in half on it anyway. Like,
I'm not talking about.
I just want to get drunk and screwed. I really don't give a fuck about any of the rest of it.
Right.
Anyway, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I'm.
It's on iHeartRadio forever.
Married and I can do what I want. But yes, Valentine's Day is next Wednesday, so we have an author on. Oh, it's a book about love and stuff. So you're creeping me the fuck out, dude. A.G. Billing or something like that. Anyway, Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises, one of her authors, who will be here next Wednesday to talk about love and stuff. So it'll be just an hour-long show. You know, I couldn't stand more than that. I'm sorry. I did not.
What's wrong with love, baby?
What?
Love. Ooh, my, mi amor.
Okay. I need a trash can.
You need a trash can.
I'm just kidding. You already know I'm not touchy-feely type of bitch. Anyway. What's up? So we'll be back next Wednesday. We got to fucking go. All right, Rob, thank you so much for being here this week. Thank you. Those were awesome freaking songs, dude.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I would like to go to Damn Petey's on March 9th and see you and stuff.
See, Sarah Love's also going to be playing there.
Okay, cool.
And a few other bands as well. Yeah.
All right, cool.
We might be able all right, to. That's well, on Friday?
That's a Friday night.
We might be able to swing that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you so much, Rob, from Lit Soul, Rob Chevelle.
Yes.
I want to thank you guys. Totally. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to Allison. Yes.
Metal Babe.
And her Metal Babe team.
Metal Babe.
Jen and Erica and Michelle.
Yes.
And
everybody. Yes, all her wonderfulness. Yeah. And her husband, Grant. What's up, everybody? How are we going? You know what I'm saying? He's got his own band, too. Anyway, we'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. We're out. Peace out. Have a good one.